Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Well, it wouldn't be a good morning if we weren't talking about Diddy again. This time, Wendy Williams speaking out. Yes, Wendy Williams speaking out. And not that we'd hear anything from Wendy again. But she had an interview the other day with the Breakfast Club on Hot 97 in New York, where she addressed Sean Diddy Combs' mounting legal troubles, her personal experiences with the music mogul, and her ongoing fight for independence amid health challenges. Host Charlamagne Tha God revisited Williams' controversial departure from Hot 97 back in 1998, suggesting that Diddy played a role in her firing. Williams confirmed that speculation, stating, "Diddy will go to prison for life, people. You don't know things I know about Diddy back in the day," she continued. "And you want to know what? It's about time, people. It's about time. Diddy done." Williams did not elaborate further on what she claimed to know about Combs, but her comments added to the growing disclosure around, or discourse rather, surrounding the embattled music mogul. Combs, who was arrested in September on sex trafficking charges, has pled not guilty and is currently in jail awaiting trial, which is set to begin on May 5th. In addition to the criminal charges, Combs faces dozens of lawsuits alleging sexual misconduct, including a new claim that he drugged and raped a 16-year-old girl in 2000. In response to the allegations, Combs' legal team has denied any wrongdoing. As expected, no amount of lawsuits against our client will change the fact that Mr. Combs has never sexually assaulted or sex trafficked anyone, man or woman, adult or minor, his lawyer said in a statement to Rolling Stone. Williams' history with Combs dates back decades. To her 2004 book, The Wendy Williams Experience, she alleged that Combs tried to sabotage her career during her tenure at Hot 97. Speaking to New York Magazine in 2005, Williams said it was her belief that Combs played a role in her dismissal, referencing rumors she had spread about his sexuality. Following Combs' recent arrest, Williams claimed vindication. "Multiple people told me I called it," she told the Daily Mail in November. She also criticized footage from 2016 that appeared to show Combs physically assaulting his then-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura. But now you have to think, how many more times, how many people, how many more women? It's just so horrible, she said. During the interview, Williams also opened about her own struggles. Her TV show canceled in 22 following a series of health-related absences. She has since been placed under guardianship and was diagnosed with aphasia and frontotemporal dementia. However, Williams remains defiant, telling the Breakfast Club, "I feel like I'm in prison. I'm prison. Not." Huh?
She feels like she's in prison.
Like I'm prison. Oh, I read that wrong. "I feel like I'm in prison. I'm not cognitively impaired." Her remarks sparked both support and controversy, adding another chapter to the ongoing saga of two public figures navigating turmoil. So.
Yeah, she's had some issues. I I almost feel like it is a little bit of a Britney situation here.
Yeah.
You know, she's had some stuff going on. Some people stepped in to try to protect her a little bit. But as far as her Diddy knowledge, she's had some run-ins with him.
Yeah. Developing dementia as one gets older doesn't necessarily erase your memories. In fact, the older ones tend to come to light quite often. And it's going to be interesting to hear what she has to say or what she has to say, because people were even speculating her illness and things that happened to her. They're like, is this connected to Diddy? But I mean, everybody tries to connect anything to Diddy right now, like including the fucking wildfires, which are not in connection to Diddy. But I don't blame. I don't think it's a far cry question, honestly, for anybody that speaks out against Diddy. If there's anything he has anything to do with their demise or health, because there's been a lot of people who have had serious health problems after speaking out about Diddy or when they come close to speaking out about Diddy.
He kind of sounds like a terrorist.
Yes. I don't know if terrorist is the right word, but yes.
Something about it just sounds really awful. Like people, you know, if you look at him wrong, you come at him the wrong way.
It's like a maniacal
gonna happen.
Demon. I mean, it's just evil. It's utter evil that he allegedly has felt he could do what he could do. The quotes from Kim Porter, I thought, were interesting in the documentary, Diddy, The Making of a Bad Boy, where she talks about feeling like Diddy's dead inside, like his eyes are just cold, and noticing a significant change in him over the years, where it just, you know, it went from one man to something completely different, like crossing a line into such a dark side that there was no coming back from.
Makes you wonder if some mental illness has stepped into the picture.
I think it's probably always been there to a certain extent. I think, and I don't know if it's necessarily, I would say, maybe some sort of mental illness has stepped in. I would say he's always had some sort of a drive, probably putting him on some level of the spectrum, just with his talent and abilities. In a studio, able to produce the way that he could, like his music or not, he made successful fucking records. So it is what it is. He was successful. He does have talent. Doesn't make him a good person, but he certainly has talent. And that drive to like not stop, that is not common. And it usually is indicative of something that's driving you, probably something on the spectrum. But then you mix it with whatever abuse and things he was exposed to as a child, and it just becomes this horrible cocktail of drive, narcissism, and deviant behavior. And no one telling you no, because you keep making the money. And who's going to stop that ship?
Yeah, there are a lot of people tied to him. So even if they were seeing it, they probably just looked the other way because they were benefiting financially from it. So like you said, I mean, who's going to turn away from that? He's fucked up, but look at my bank account.
That benefiting financially and benefiting socially as well. I mean, people, they want to be connected to him. They did, and not everybody wants to be as far away as they possibly can. But for a time, several decades, actually, many people wanted to be close to him and just be associated, because that meant you were big. You were associated with him. That was big time. And again, when you have that power and nobody's telling you no, and you literally live that life for a good 30 years, I think it would be challenging, honestly, to see the errors in your own ways if you've been told this is right and good for 30 fucking years straight.
And I bet there's some truth to it, that when he says he didn't do anything wrong, he truly believes he didn't do anything wrong.
Exactly.
You could probably put a lie detector test on him and he'd pass.
I think if you told Lori Vallow had a lie detector, did you kill your kids? The answer is no. Did you?
They're not dead, did Tony. You, they're at CVS.
Well, are they dead? Yes, it will come out. Did you kill them? No. And it would be, you know, did your actions, whatever transpired, were they for the greater good? Yes. And she'll believe it. It's like like the definition of murder to everybody else is not the same definition of murder to her. The definition of rape, the definition of trafficking, the definition of all these horrible fucking things, drugging people, that translates to party to Diddy and not rape and not sex trafficking and not drugging people. It's to him, that's all good and normal because that's what he knows. Not in any way to dismiss it or, you know, to lessen anything, because it doesn't, but that's how it computes in his mind. And that's how you get a monster like this.
Oh, yeah. I don't think at night he would sit back and go, you know, I'm really fucked up. I shouldn't be doing any of this. And then just, rinse and repeat and do it the next day. No, this is fine. I mean, as far as crimes and things, that's something that criminals do. He's mm-hmm. not a criminal in his own mind.
No.
He was just living the life.
And he never will be in his own mind. And that's just what it is. And that's the sad part about the whole thing is, what do victims want here? Just accountability for what they went through. That you want your the victimizer, the person who has gone after you, to realize what they've done and feel remorse and feel regret and feel something for their actions. But rarely do victims get that, because quite often these people are so pathological, they don't feel it, they'll never emote it, they'll never show it, they're not capable of it. And it leaves you feeling empty. It feels you feel like, I want this from this person. But that person, it's not always that they don't want to give it to you, they can't, because they don't feel they did anything wrong, and they never will. Mm-hmm. And that's where people individually kind of have to have their own peace sometimes. Some people forgive, some don't. That's, I think, a very personal thing, what one wants to, what brings one peace. I think sometimes forgiveness does. I think sometimes it doesn't. I think sometimes your peace is not forgiving in situations like this. But that's to each their own. It's just more. I mean, we have murder allegations coming from Al B. Shore on that new documentary. We have so many things. And more and more people will continue to talk. We are just at the tip of the iceberg.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.